You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's going on, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, daily edition. Goes on, Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas, for the Purple Project Podcast, where we cover all things K-State. Here, coming to you here as we approach the end of another work week, folks. Time to switch things over a little bit to baseball here, just for a few minutes on the podcast. Obviously, there's a whole bunch of football going on right now, which I'm going to save that for the Football Friday tomorrow as I am recording this podcast. This will be out first thing in the morning since got home. It's been kind of a typical Wednesday, but this will be out first thing in the morning, so you're going to get your daily dose of the Purple Project Podcast on Thursday morning. K-State Baseball will hold an alumni reunion to celebrate the 10-year anniversary. Yes, 10-year anniversary of the 2013 Big 12 Championship team Friday, September 9th at Toyn Family Stadium. AKA, this was my if you've been listening for quite a while, since the beginning or in the middle somewhere, you've been somewhat of a long time follower of this podcast. I've mentioned that I went to school K-State, transferred to K-State in 2010 and graduated in 2013, transferred from JUCO College, aka Barton County Community College. Shout out to K-State. And me and Alex graduated a couple of years later after that. But yeah, I was a part of this run. Well, not part of the team, part of this run as well. And I probably should say, too, if you're new to the podcast, welcome on board. If you like what you're hearing, please subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast. We have plenty of content you can go back and listen to that. But absolutely, they're going to be holding this down September 9th at Toyn Family Stadium. And this evening, the menu, what's on the menu? The night of September 9th, they got some guest speakers coming in, optional tickets to K-State, Missouri football tickets that weekend. So jam-packed weekend on top of that, and actually yours truly. More on this down the line. I'm getting a little more excited about football, but yes, that's the same weekend as the Jordy Nelson Legends Softball Classic year two of that. That's going to be on Sunday afternoon. My 10K race that I signed up for in preparation for my big race in early December. More on that. That I'm going to do something on that, but that's going to be another. I have been thinking about doing something like that. So sorry to get off track, but anyways, backing up. Yes. So yeah, I'm going to be doing that. That Sunday morning. Yeah, Sunday morning, Jordy Nelson Softball Classic. And in between there, yeah, that's the morning. So that's a jam-packed weekend for me, myself. But that's a lot right there. So you got the celebrating the 13 title, Big 12 title for baseball. You have K-State Missouri. Welcome back your old handful, Missouri. Saturday morning at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. And then you have the Jordy Nelson Classic that Sunday afternoon. Boy, you're a K-State fan. You might have booked your tickets. That is that's going to be a tremendous, exciting weekend for this university. Backing up to the menu here on the 9th. Obviously, check-in, happy hour is going to start. Everything's going to start at 5:30. Welcoming comments 6:30, an hour later. Then dinner at 6:45. Guest speakers will be 7:45. And then, of course, wrapping things up at 8:30 Central Time there as well. Tickets to the alumni union or reunion or on sale now for $40 there. And then, of course, that's going to include, no, it doesn't. It's going to be additional $35 with the football ticket, $75 there through the K-State ticket office. And then, of course, you can find for more information. You can click on the K-State Sports website for more information on that. The deadline will be the last day of August 31st. That's a Wednesday there as well. Again, you can find more information on kcsports.com. Click the baseball section for more details on that. Wow. So the second weekend of football season, you're talking about, again, let me put this to paint the picture to you. September 9th, celebrating the Big 12 back in 2013. 10-year anniversary reunion. How about that, K-State Nation? Hopefully, at some point, we can get our baseball team back up to that prominence. But that's another conversation for another podcast episode of the Trope PD. Yes, you guys, that huge game, K-State's big test against Missouri. Again, I'm starting to do a little deeper dive on our opponents here as we get more closer and closer to football season. On that, I don't know how good Missouri is this year, this upcoming year, I should say. I know they were, what, 6-6 or something like that a year ago, but that's going to be a huge matchup for them coming over here to the Little Apple. And then, of course, the next day, you have Jordy Nelson Day, baby, with the softball game and everything surrounding that as well. So, big, big day weekend coming up there on September 9th through the 11th as well. So, K-State fans, you want to play now for that weekend, and definitely you want to come out and celebrate at Tony Family Stadium what the K-State baseball team did 10 years ago. 2013, my graduation year, that we celebrated all three titles with, football, basketball, and wrapped it up with a thrilling baseball season there, which almost concluded ourselves with a trip, a berth to the College World Series. So definitely, your K-State alumni, a big fan of K-State, a student, you want to get your tickets right now or sometime between now and August 31st. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. If you're new to the show, welcome on board. Boy, I have so much in store for the upcoming fall for K-State Nation. So make sure you are subscribed and get more coverage of the weekly editions. We got that coming up. Me and Alex, we will sit down and record episode 109 on Friday night, which will be coming out Saturday. So if you've been looking for the recent editions of the podcast, we've been recording on Fridays and I've been posting them out on Saturday nights as well. Yeah, during the season. Hopefully we can get it posted in season as well. Obviously with football on Saturday, hopefully we'll get back to getting that out during the weekday, because I want to have my hands full when fall rolls around. Obviously, assuming I do more my season two of Rock Creek football as well. I haven't heard anything yet about that, but I'm pretty sure that is coming with football coming up with each and every day passing as well. So definitely make sure you subscribe. Make sure you tell your friends about the Pro Project Podcast. Continue to spread the word. And, oh, by the way, yes, the Rally in the Valley, our partner this summer here on the Pro Project Podcast, August 6th, a couple of days, weeks away, man, here in Manhattan, Kansas, will take place in the parking lot outside of the Midwest Car Collection Center here in West Side Town. If you're not new to the area, that's going to be West Side of Town. You're coming out of town. You're a big listener to this podcast. Make sure you mention the Pro Project Podcast to the folks that are putting the event on. That's going to do it for another edition of the PPPD edition of this podcast. Go Cats 80 Greer. You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.